The first international conference on Iranian languages and dialects. Scholars, linguists, and researchers from around the world have gathered in Tehran to discuss issues concerning Iranian languages and dialects. Besides Iran, experts from Germany, Italy, Georgia, Tajikistan, and Austria have participated in the conference. The secretary of the conference told us about the aim of this two-day event.
There are around 250 million people throughout the world that use Iranian languages and dialects. They are officially used in four countries. Our main goal in this conference is to better understand and let others know of these different languages and dialects, both inside and outside of Iran.
There were 70 articles forwarded to the secretariat of the conference. 30 articles are presented orally, and the rest is posters. One of the scholars told me about her article.
Working on Sasanian lakes is attested in all Georgian sources, literary, historical, epigraphical, all these narrative sources, and mostly on Sasanian onomastics, Sasanian's proper name, which were borrowed very early.
Another scholar told Press TV that around 5% of Iranian languages and dialects are going extinct. Experts talk about the reasons.
The small dialects, think of Sorkhei in Nia Semnan or many others, are in danger because people are better educated. You have the influence of television, of radio, of internet, and so on. People come to live in the city, so they lose their dialects. This is something that, for example, in Italy happened between the 40s and the 50s.
The Iranian languages are considered in three stages of old, middle, and new, with the old Iranian languages going back to before 400 BC. The Iranian languages are a subgroup of the Indo-European language family. Experts here say that there are around 87 Iranian languages and dialects altogether, and around 25 of which are used inside and outside of Iran, and the rest are spoken only inside the country. Arash Khalatbari, Press TV, Tehran.